From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of migrants have crossed the border into Austria and Germany, but thousands more are waiting for their chances. Some hundreds of refugees left Budapest's Keleti train station and reached the border of Austria Saturday aboard buses provided by the Hungarian government. However, as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Budapest, even as Hungarian crews cleared piles of garbage from the station, authorities are bracing for a new wave of refugees.
Exhausted but full of hope, the first wave of refugees arrived to a warm welcome at the Austrian border Saturday. Hungary provided buses to take thousands stranded at Budapest Keleti station to the border. Cleaning crews moved in, and Hungarian authorities hope to put it all behind them Saturday. They announced there will be no more buses. Many Hungarians believe their country should provide humanitarian assistance to the refugees, but allowing them to stay here is not an option. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Budapest.
Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital city Sana'a said about 24 civilians were killed as a result of the airstrikes. The attacks came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. The Saudi-led coalition has been launching airstrikes against the rebels since March. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Anti-Syrian government violence spread on Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, one day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, supporters of Sheikh Wahid Baluz blamed the government for the twin car bombings that killed him and at least 25 others in southwestern Sweda province. Syrian TV footage showed mayhem in the aftermath of the explosion, with civilians scrambling to remove the injured from the scene as a huge cloud of black smoke billowed above. Observatory Chief Rami Abdelrahman said that six members of the regime's security forces were shot dead on Friday night. Meanwhile, clashes between Islamic State jihadists and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued Saturday, after at least 47 fighters from both sides were killed in battles on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call to his Russian counterpart. The State Department says Kerry made clear that if such reports were accurate, those actions could further escalate the conflict. He said they could lead to greater loss of innocent life, increase refugee flows, and they risk confrontation with the anti-Islamic State coalition operating in Syria. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed that discussions on the Syrian conflict would continue in New York later this month. The New York Times newspaper reported that Russia has sent a military advance team to Syria and was taking other steps that Washington fears might signal plans to vastly expand its military support for President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. President Barack Obama used the Labor Day holiday to call on the Congress to pass a federal budget before an October 1st deadline. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that the labor movement helped build the American economy, and a government shutdown would derail progress that has been made during the past 6.5 years.
If Congress wants to support working Americans and strengthen our middle class, they can pass a budget that invests in, not makes cuts to, the middle class.
The Labor Department reported Friday that unemployment fell to 5.1% in August, its lowest level in 7.5 years. The report said that the economy added 173,000 jobs in August. The government's fiscal year ends September 30th. If a budget is not passed, the government would be forced to shut down for the second time in 2 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.